Well, it's affecting Chrysler in the way, Katie, badly, because it's affecting the outskirts of Chrysler on the Termer side of Chrysler, from Chrysler Village right back towards the log cabin pub there, local business and that. And the thing is, they have no water at the moment, as early this morning. Now, that's all very well, Irish Water sticking up nicely on the website's coming out ready by 2:30. I'm hearing it could be later than that, it could be into this evening. Because as of a while ago, like, it was difficult to get diggers from one thing another gathered up. But at least to Sunday at the end of the day, it would be better if Irish Water would go back and tell me what's going on when I'm asking them as well. Like, it would help a lot of problems and help along the way. Like, because we're not getting that correspondence. They're blanking myself, they're blanking us county councillors totally now. There is a clear vendetta now against the Western and Gall County Councillors, myself and me 5 colleagues. Don't talk to them boys, don't answer them boys. If you do look enough to get through to a secretary now, and once you mention you're a councillor, all of a sudden then her line starts going bad. This is ridiculous stuff. This is play school stuff. But look, I'll keep at them, I'll keep fighting away with them. They can keep on pushing away, because the next thing, something will have to happen here one way or another with Irish Water. There will have to be an investigation of why are the managers in Irish Water, why are the secretaries in Irish Water, why are the people taking the phone calls in Irish Water ignoring the people in Western Eagle, and particularly the councillors in Western Eagle, because that's what's happened. We need a lot of money spent down here in Western Eagle, particularly in the Priestley area. It's only about 10 days since there were a bus around there as well. It's bus something like 20 times or something now in the last 2 years around the same stretch of road. They won't come and replace it. They need to replace the pipework in Chrysler and Fulgara, Godhawk, Guidover, Crawley and Tardra, various other places as well throughout the stretch here. And that's not happening at the moment, and it's not unfair today. People in Chrysler there this morning, getting up this morning, family home from England, America, whatnot, no, mums and dads getting ordinaries to make dinners and everything else and have a nice family Easter dinner weekend and all this kind of stuff. Turn on the tap, there's no water, there's no heating. This is unacceptable. Like, it's a disaster. That's all it is, Katie. It's a total disaster. And I blame the whole thing. The whole thing lies with Irish Water's door, because they won't acknowledge us with the same problem there last week in Fulcara too. You couldn't get a manager nowhere. They would not answer the phone. They wouldn't answer emails, nothing, because they simply don't want us going to the media and they don't like it. But we will keep on going to the media until such times as they cop themselves on and start to listen to us and come to the table and meet with us, as I say, myself. It's not just myself that needs to meet with. They need to meet with the 6 of us, myself and 5 colleagues in Western Eagle and the Glenties MD, to listen to us, to give us an opportunity to bring our concerns forward, what's wrong in all the areas, where it needs to be fixed, because we're emailing, waste of time emailing them. And phoning now is all, but that's more or less become obsolete because we can't get them on the phone. And as I say, this story now, if once you mention councillor after your name, the phone line starts going bad. This is ridiculous, like. So I don't know what's going to happen going forward here, what's going to take going forward to make them just sit up and come and to meet with release and spend money in Western Eagle. But we will keep at it. Probably some kind of investigation will have to be an internal investigation, I'll say, it's going to have to be called for eventually if they're not going to start paying attention to us. Look, we'll give them another few opportunities, and if they're not going to start, then it's just going to have to go further into some kind of investigation route, to be quite honest with you. Why is Western Eagle being ignored by Irish Water? I feel myself, my own personal opinion, it's just my personal opinion of myself, not counting my 5 colleagues, and I'm sneaking, they're well able to voice their own opinions and their voices. I feel myself, Katie, Irish Water don't want no bad publicity in the thing, because the truth be told, Irish Water's going to be all moved from the council now to Irish Water now later on this year, early, probably first or second quarter now of 25 possibly, or third quarter, and once it gets all changed over to Irish Water, I think the whole thing will go in the market and be sold, and we'll end up with Chinese or some other foreign investors buying it. I will not know what will have them, to be quite honest with you, and this is going to happen. That they want to keep it nice and clean and tidy to they get an opportunity to sell it, and it'll be sold. And that's what I feel is happening, Katie, on the whole thing with Irish Water, to be honest with you. And I just feel that they don't want, as I said, sorry to reiterate it again, but I just feel they don't want the bad publicity here in Donegal and Western Eagle, because the reality is probably in Western Eagle and probably the whole of Donegal, to be fair, as a collective, including me 36 councillors and that as well, with 36 colleagues, it would probably cost tens and tens of millions to fix it. As such, and they don't want to hear tell of that. As like I said, they brought on a historic problem off the council. They probably didn't realise how big a problem it was when they brought it on. They have it now, they're stuck with it. But I believe they won't be stuck with it too long. They will, once they get it totally in their control, they will get it tidied up for selling. And I believe that's what's going to happen. And it'll be a sad day for the Irish people when that happens. Sad day at the minute that Irish Waterworks ever formed or even able to get a hold of it from the Donegal County Council or any other county council. But that's where it's at now anyway at the minute. We're stuck with it. But I do feel it's going to end up being sold, and with some foreign investors having it then, and we'll probably end up then with no water at all many days, to be fair, because they'll continue on the same. They won't invest either likely.